All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our Sunday night business builder call, typically hosted by national consultants Richard and Miriam Waito. And so last minute, we were asked to jump on and help out a little bit. Richard wasn't feeling so hot tonight, so that's what friends do. Friends help out and jump in there when needed. So we've got a special guest here tonight. This is going to be a fun call. This is executive consultant Tim Devine, by the way, from Portland, Maine. And I'm going to get our guest on in just a minute here, but want to talk about a few things. We've got a promotion ending, and that's coming right up, and, you know, coming off simulcast and exciting times in Ambit Energy. And, you know, we want to talk about that and some of the events coming up and just going out there in 2020 and taking advantage of these things, getting focused and going out there and putting this thing together for your families and, you know, staying focused on why you got started with Ambit Energy. So without any further ado, you know, I was making a list of some of the accomplishments of our guest tonight, and my pen was running out of ink because this gentleman has won pretty much every award in Ambit Energy. He's become a dear friend of mine, a mentor, a friend, a brother, someone that I got introduced to early on in my business, Ambit business, and learned a lot from him, just, you know, watching what he'd done and picking his brain for advice, and more importantly, you know, not as much as what people say, but what they do. You know, that's really what you want to follow in a leader in Ambit Energy, is watch what people do, not so much what they say. And this gentleman is the quintessential example of that. So without any further ado, he's a national consultant. He's received the Thompson Leadership Award. He's also received the People's Choice Award, Pure Energy. He's in the Millionaire Club, multiple five-star winner, multiple covers of Success from Home magazine, national consultant, Mr. Kirk Horan. Kirk, are you with us?
I am here, Tim. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you loud and clear, Kirk. Thanks for jumping on the line tonight.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, listen, Kirk, we're going to get right into the content. I know you just got done hosting another call, and you've been busy out there, you know, building your teams. I know you got a lot of great stuff going on, and so, you know, there's no better person to share how to take advantage of a promotion, in my opinion. So, you know, here we are coming to the end of this promotion. We don't know whether or not it'll get extended. And, you know, guys, when we build our business, we don't count on the company extending the promotion. We count on that deadline being it. And so on the 14th, which I believe is Kirk's birthday, am I right?
That is correct. That is okay. Valentine's Day is my birthday.
There's no better guest for this call than so. See, so, you know, Kirk, you've been involved with the business for quite a few years. You've seen, you know, a lot of the exciting times in Ambit, growth in different areas, different promotions, different states. And this one's pretty lucrative. And so can you spell out what people need to do coming to the final days of this promotion, what they need to do to take advantage of this, and how they can get some traction in their business?
Absolutely. You know, we have 5 days left, 5 days for this promotion. And like you said, Tim, you can't take for granted that they're going to extend it. And I would almost bet that they're not going to extend it. So people really do need to work like their hair's on fire. They need to get to work. They need to get out there. They need to be showing the plan like crazy. So, you know, this is a week where you do things that you wouldn't even normally do. I mean, I understand people have jobs and families and life going on, but now is one of those times where you truly drop everything that you can and you put all your efforts into this business, because anytime they're throwing this kind of money at you in a promotion, you know, it's a lot of money on the table. And I love the way they did this one. I'm not as familiar with the Texas numbers, but in the Northeast, 3 customers, as always, you make your money back. 4 customers, you make $150 up front. 5 customers, you make $200. 6 customers, you make $300. You can triple your investment. And I know it's quadruple in Texas. I just wasn't sure on the customer count. So, you know, all that being said, you know, they've run triple, quadruple bonuses in the past, and they didn't let you make the extra money on those additional customers in between. And that's what I like about this promotion. So even people who don't hit their goal of getting that those six customers can still make more money than normal. So with all that being said, it's not about you. It's about the people that you want to get this in front of. So you everybody has a list they're working, and right now you want to pull that list out and start calling people and setting those appointments and getting in front of them over the next 5 days, pushing harder than you ever have with urgency. So how you go about that is setting when you're setting these appointments, you're telling people, listen, I've got something I've been meaning to get with you about. I'm excited about it. There's a little urgency involved. There's a lot of money on the table right now, and it's really important that we try to get together. So you're trying to create urgency, and when you create that urgency, people, out of fear of loss, want to see what's going on. So that's just one example. That's not the only example. There's a lot of ways you can go about that. And if you're newer, talk to the leaders you're working with. But what can happen here is you can trigger a bunch of promotions. It makes it real for people. And, you know, do you want to start your business and tell everybody, well, I started on February 9th and you know, I have a $100 check coming next week, or you get your first $100 check almost a month into this thing, or do you want to start your business telling people that you made $300 your first week or $400 your first week? So it's really about, it's not about you, it's about telling people, and it's not talking about the number either. You know, this is a mind game. This business is a mental game. So, you know, even when you make your $100 back, you're not telling people I already made $100. You're telling people I already made a 100% return on my investment. I already doubled my investment. I already tripled my investment. I already quadrupled my investment. It's all in the words that we use. And there's no better time to be getting out there and creating that urgency than when they have a promotion running like this. This should be one of the biggest weeks we have of the year because of this promotion. And even if they do extend it, which I don't believe they're going to, but if they do, I would venture to guess that that would also require people to register for Ambition, which you should anyways. So that being said, you know, take advantage of the fact that you don't need to be registered right now for Ambition. So you can bring a new person in and they can make that extra money. That's what I would say about that.
Yeah, that's awesome, Kirk. And, you know, another thing to throw in there that you can expand on for us is the timing of this new corporate video. You know, we just got our hands on this video that just came out. And one of the things I've been telling people is now you've got a reason to get back to everybody you've ever talked to, whether they, you know, are on your list and you haven't seen them or you've talked to them and they just weren't ready to get in yet. How perfect is the timing of this video, Kirk, and what do people need to do to use that to take advantage of this promotion as well?
Well, I'll start with those of you who have not seen the video yet, you need to pull it up right away and watch it because it is incredible. I absolutely love it. It's powerful. It's professional. And I think it definitely paints the picture of not only what we're a part of, what, you know, the industry that we're a part of, but the company we keep now with Vistra Energy. I mean, it's just so exciting what's going on. And, you know, it brings so much more credibility to what we're already doing. So, yeah, people need to be using this new video. And I know that they worked real hard to try and roll it out by simulcast, but they just weren't able to do it. But it just comes back to what they told us. Vistra is going to be rolling things out throughout the year, and you want to be positioned for these announcements as they come. And they're not telling us when they're coming, but they're not waiting for Ambition either. So You know, that's just another reason to create that urgency. It's about positioning yourself within this company. And, you know, I'll go as far as to say, you know, I've been with Ambit Energy now for 11 years. All right. Actually, February 22nd will be my 11-year anniversary since I hit submit and started my Ambit business. And I want everybody to think about this for a minute, because there's a lot of people that don't realize this when they look at the top leaders in this company and, you know, they say, well, Brian McClure was in at the beginning, or Steve Thompson was in at the beginning, or Chris Atkinson, or Alan Johnston, or, you know, Ray Monty or Kirk Horan, whoever, you know, that we were in at the beginning. You know, I started, it was 429 to start, plus your website. So $450. And I had to go out and gather 30 customers to make $400. So gathering 30 customers, we didn't even make all of our money back. But we were excited about that. And the fact that it's only a $100 investment, and right now you can go out and triple or quadruple your investment, is incredible. It really shows people that there's money on the table to be made, and you can really create that momentum during this time. What else happens during this time? People make their New Year's resolutions. They want to, they always say they want more income. Usually what do? They go get another job. Now they have no time and they still aren't making enough money. They want to start businesses. They want to get in shape. They want to eat better. All these things that people focus on this time of the year, people are looking to make more money. What better way to make more money than what we have? Leveraged income with a service that's unconsciously purchased, habitually used every second of every day. You know, people talk about being in at the beginning. This is the best time I've ever seen to be a part of Ambit Energy. If you're brand new and you just started your business, you are in at the beginning all over again, because this is a new beginning with Vistra Energy. And, you know, they said they have they have deep pockets. They have plenty of money to throw at us, and they're going to be making some significant changes, or, you know, offering more opportunities for us. And they're not waiting for big events to roll these things out. So definitely it's about making more money and positioning yourself in the company today, a new beginning.
Yeah, awesome, Kirk. And, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about as you were talking was coming off of simulcast, and you know, we were up in Hartford and had a chance to spend time with Scott Hudson. And, you know, now that Vistra's owned the company for a little bit, I know you had a chance to go down to the corporate headquarters and whatnot. You know, what's Kirk Horan's take on the future? You touched on it a little bit, but let's expand on, you know, you've had a chance to spend some time with Scott. I myself personally, Kirk, am extremely impressed with Scott as an individual. The more I get to know him, just a super guy, totally in tune. Really gets it, you know, as far as where we're at right now, and wants to understand more. But can you elaborate on Vistra and the leadership and just what you see there?
Yes, absolutely. I want to go back a little bit and talk about ambition, you know, this past year. And, you know, Jerry Thompson stood up there on that stage and said the path that Ambit Energy had gone down for the last 13 years no longer exists. You know, as an independent retailer in this industry, you cannot survive. So, you know, it's my understanding that there was other offers for the company, and they turned them down. They were looking for the perfect fit. And, you know, obviously when we all heard about Vistra purchasing Ambit, it was a little unsettling at first. And I'll be the first to admit that. But after going to Ambition and then simulcast, I was unfortunately not able to make it to Power Trip due to, you know, unforeseen circumstances. But, you know, I've gotten the pleasure of spending some time with Scott Hudson, and, you know, these guys are so excited about Ambit, you know, the network marketing channel. They believe in it, and they've seen it work. And you know, they talked about how they wanted to start their own network marketing company a few years back, but then they realized that Ambit and a couple other companies had already had a stronghold in the marketplace. So they felt it was going to be too much work. And, you know, I believe things happen for a reason. And the fact that Jerry and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking right now. Help me out.
Jim Burke. Not, Jim Burke and
Jim Burke. Thank you. I don't know why I lost his name. Jerry and Jim Burke happened to, you know, connect, and Jerry realized this was like the perfect fit for Ambit Energy. And, you know, Jim Burke, he's oversees much more than just Ambit, but Scott Hudson is the man with his fingers on this specific company within the massive organization that they have, and he's the perfect fit. I feel like nothing is different, but they have more money to throw at us. They have systems and people, you know, all these things that Ambit had planned to put into place, but they just hadn't been able to do it to this point. It's already there. So, you know, what really resonated for me, and I believe it came from Scott, I'm not sure, it could have been Sydney. They said that the roller coaster ride of the rates going up and down and such is coming to an end. Now, have we seen that yet? No, because they've only owned the company for 9-10 weeks, and you know they were focused on the corporate transition, and then they're focused on fixing things that needed immediate attention, and then we're going to start seeing some of the things that they're going to throw at us. So yeah, Scott Hudson is an incredible man. I mean, and these two guys, Jim Burke and Scott Hudson, and even Sydney, I mean, you talk about a trio of laser focused people with their eye on the prize. I think anyone who's been around them feels that energy that they have, and it's exciting times. You know, the fact that the largest generation company in North America purchased Ambit Energy and have lots of capacity to offer to our company. They like to see Ambit take up a lot of the capacity of what they generate. And, you know, we have the incredible people out there in the field ready to do it. So everything's fallen into place, and it truly is a new beginning. I'm so excited about it.
Yeah, you and me both. It's going to be a great year. And for the people that that go out there and focus and go to work and roll their sleeves up, you're going to reap the rewards. One last thing I'd like to ask you, Kirk, and then we'll get into some of the events coming up. You know, you had a chance to go down. You were invited down to go to Vista headquarters, and I felt like it was like going to a Rockefeller Center. I had no idea what to expect, but touring that facility with 1,300 employees there, and I believe there's about 5,500 company countrywide. I just got a sense of incredible security. Like these guys, it was fascinating for me to go down there and just really see the inner workings of what this company's all about. Can you give us a little glimpse on what your take was there?
Yeah, well, it was like walking into the Anatole. You know, you walk into that grand entry, and you know, you have the tiered levels of office space, and you know, just everything that is, there's definitely attention to detail. You notice all of that as soon as you walk through the door, and just very well organized. And, you know, we got to tour around the facility and see things that are going on, the live trading, you know, all the systems and alert systems, everything they have in place for at the generation plants. And, you know, just they have a team for everything. And there was even other ESCOs that they own in that facility that they were walking us by, introducing us to them, and it was definitely surreal, and it's just incredible. I pinch myself since this has happened. You know, listen, I love Ambit Energy. I love Chris and Jerry. I love everything about being a part of this company, but this, it's just a whole nother level, and it's hard not to feel like we're in a better place, even though it was great for the last 11 years for me. I just know that people are going to see the incomes that they always dreamed of, and it won't happen sitting on your hands. It's time for people to get to work. And, you know, is Vistra going to show us what they're made of? I'm 100% confident in that. Now it's time for us to show them what we're made of and get out there and get to work. And I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I can tell you that my team is building some massive momentum. It's exciting. It definitely, I love this time of the year. You know, we never stop. We're nonstop, always on the move, always pushing forward. And you got to keep momentum moving.
Yes, sir. Massive momentum. I love it. Well, with that, Kirk, you know, there's some events coming up with corporate and then Power Trip. Can you go ahead and expand on some of those events and give us a little bit of information there?
Yeah, so one of the new things that they're rolling out here is these power rallies, and they just had one, the first one of this year up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I've gotten lots of positive feedback. It was a great event. You know, what they do at the event is they do a business presentation first. So, you know, this is a time to get your guests in front of not just a regular weekly meeting, which is very important, but, you know, you're going to have leaders coming in from all over the area, maybe even other states, and they'll be at these presentations. And, you know, we had a call earlier tonight, and it is not just about being there, taking in the business presentation and the training, and it's about meeting these people, meeting the leaders that are making things happening and building relationships with people who are, excuse me, or who are where you want to be. And, you know, that's how I've gotten where I'm at, is by going to these events and introducing myself to the people who are where I want to be. You know, I would have never known Alan Johnston, Chris Atkinson, you know, Steve Thompson, Brian McClure. You know, I went up to them at these events and made sure they knew who I was. And, you know, that's one of the best things about these events. So the next one coming up is February 27th in Tyler, Texas. Now, there's some people on here that are going to think, well, that's a long drive for me if you live in Texas. And listen, it is a long drive, but it's going to be worth it to hear the business presentation from people maybe you haven't ever heard it from, and to hear the executives and the top leaders in the company, and then they do awards and recognition as well. It's going to be a great event, and I will tell everybody on here, I will be in Tyler, Texas for that event, because I'm already going to be in Texas. So I'm going to this Tyler event. I'm looking forward to that. And then the next one after that, or I'm sorry, I don't even know if I said the date. It's February 27th, Tyler, Texas, Holiday Inn, Tyler Conference Center, 5701 South Broadway Ave, Tyler, Texas. Pre-rally starts at 6:30, networking event. You don't want to miss that part of it, guys. The networking event is probably as powerful, if not more powerful, than what starts at 7 p.m. And then the next one is up here in the Northeast, which is one I'm really excited about, because this is where the majority of our teams are, is going to be in Worcester, Massachusetts, very centrally located in the Northeast for all of us, at the AC Hotel in Worcester on March 12th, 125 Front Street, Worcester, Mass. And the same time frame, 6:30 p.m. pre-rally networking, and then the main event starts at 7 p.m. Brian McClure will be at all of these events. So that's, listen, anytime the number one income earner in the company is going to share some of his knowledge, you need to get not only yourself, but your people there. It's so powerful to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's definitely going to be cool. Looking forward to those events. And, you know, thanks for sharing that, Kirk. Now, the other thing is Power Trip. power trip in Texas. That's going to be coming up around the corner as well. And do you have details on that?
Yeah, that obviously that it is the spring power trip is always in Texas. It's going to be in Dallas, Texas, April 16th through the 18th. They still have the early bird discount going on. And the VIP admission with Friday breakfast and Saturday lunch is $124. The VIP Friday leadership breakfast, no Saturday lunch, is $99. The early bird VIP admission Saturday lunch only, no breakfast, is $99. And no meals is $75. Guys, if you live in Texas or you plan on going to this event, why not pay less money to go? You know, and it's about an investing in yourself. You know, the Vistra executives will be there. I know Scott Hudson's going to be there. Sydney Seeger's going to be there. Brian McClure's going to be there. Richard and Mary are going to be there. And then more top leaders are going to be filling out the schedule. I know it's still in the planning stages for who's speaking and such, but it's a great three-day event. This is an event that, you know, you get to go for the 3 days and you get to spend time with people after the event and get to know more of these leaders and realize, you know, the Power Trip was the first event for me that really helped me to realize that, you know, the top leaders in this company put their pants on the same way I do, and it made it real for me. And it was great to get to know. Listen, I became good friends with Richard and Mary. I became closer with Brian, Bear Gordon, Chuck Chance, all these people that I would have never gotten to know if it weren't for the spring power trip in Texas. So, yeah, it's an incredible event. And Tim, like I said, I was not able to make it to the Scranton event due to a death in my family. But, you know, why don't you touch on some of the things that you heard in Scranton and, you know, tell people in your opinion why they need to be there. And it is at the Wyndham Garden in Dallas. Wyndham Garden, Dallas North Hotel.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, Kirk, when the power trip in the north happened, we were there, and you know, there's the typical Q&A on Friday night. One of the things that I that really kind of jumped out at me was it was Scott Hudson and Sydney Seeger's first time participating in that, and so you know, I'm sure they were keyed up on what to expect and whatnot, but to field questions from people, just letting them ask whatever they would like. Number one, that's very unheard of in the corporate world or out there in this arena of network marketing. So the fact that we do that is very unique. And I remember it was it jumped out at me the way that these guys just kind of leaned forward and started answering questions, Scott and Sydney. And you know, they were so, they were just so upfront and honest, and you could just see how sharp they were. And for me, it was, again, I didn't really know who they were. I didn't know them that well. And to sit there and see how they handled that, you know, for the first time, I was extremely impressed. And again, it just gave me a lot of confidence. And so there's the typical Friday night session, and then Saturday up here was phenomenal. It was a great lineup of leaders, and of course Brian McClure was up here as well. And you know, just I feel the same way you do, Kirk. I that was one of the first events I went to, big events in my Ambit journey, and met, you know, Coach and Brian and a bunch of great people, Richard and Mary, and it really made an impact on me and my business and a lot of people on my team. So it's a great event, and can't say enough about it.
Tim,
so with that said, Kirk, yeah, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I mean, there's just something I wanted to share, a little side story that most people would not know. It's about simulcasts. And so, you know, I got to spend a lot of time with Scott Hudson, and he is a great man. I'm so excited that he's got the reins of our company. And but, you know, he talked about Jim Burke and how Jim Burke is one of those guys that, you know, he can get up in front of a room and give you the facts and figures, and, you know, he's just all business all the time. And, you know, what I wanted to say is that just the, in the few months that they've owned Ambit Energy now, not only are they going to help us grow, but we're already helping them grow. And what I mean by that is Jim Burke had never gotten up in front of a room full of people and, you know, shared his story, you know, a personal story about himself. And, you know, whether that story impacted anybody or not, it did me. But I also had inside information on the fact that he had never done something like this before. So it was even more powerful for me to hear him speak and talk about, you know, this journey that he's been on. And it was just incredible. So, you know, not only are they going to help us grow, but we're going to help them grow. And they're already embracing the journey. I just see a sparkle in their eye when they talk about the future with Ambit. And that's exciting to me. And, Tim, one of the things I wanted to ask you was, you know, about any of the get-togethers after when you were in Scranton, you know, how that impacts people's business from your perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the social part of it after the events, and, you know, the meeting after the meeting, so to speak, and like you said, just getting to know the leaders, that's almost as important as the meeting itself or the event itself. And, you know, you develop the relationships, you can ask questions and learn and get phone numbers for three-way calls. There's so many byproducts that we don't even really highlight when it comes to these events, whether you're talking about simulcast or power trip. And these last couple were just really special. I think, you know, we needed something new. We needed something fresh and exciting. And we got it. I think we got a lot more than we could have expected. And I know you feel the same way. So I'm extremely excited about the future. I don't think there's a better scenario that could have happened for us, Kirk. So yeah, we're pretty fired up. And so with that, Kirk, you know, any parting thoughts on the night, just to kind of wrap up the call?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been on this journey for, it'll be 11 years this month. And I know that, you know, when you're just starting out, you know, it's hard to fathom what can happen with this company. But, you know, I was just a blue collar worker, broke firefighter with three jobs, sick and tired of being sick and tired, had never been involved with any network marketing business ever in my life. Hit submit on February 22nd of 2009. And just got the work. And how did I get the work? I started, you know, if somebody says they're willing to show you how to get where you want to go, are you willing to listen? And everybody says yes, but everybody's not willing to do what they need to do. And, you know, I understand everybody doesn't want to make $1 million in Ambit Energy, and that's okay. But, you know, ask yourself, are you doing what you need to do to achieve the goals that you want to achieve in this business? And, you know, when a company's throwing lots of money at you to go out and build this business, are you going to go for it? Are you going to sit back and play around? And what I would like to say to everybody on here is, if I can achieve all the things I've achieved in Ambit Energy, it's been very humbling, to be honest with you. But, you know, as Tim said, I'm just a regular guy like everybody else who was sick and tired of being sick and tired and knew that working hard at a job wasn't enough anymore. You know, I had never owned a business, but I was willing to follow the leaders. That's all I did. And because of that, my wife and I are financially free today. You know, I retired my wife at 43. I retired from the fire department at 45 years old. And it is all because of Ambit Energy. And what I'm telling everybody is, with what's coming, it's going to be able to happen a lot faster for people that are coming into our business than ever before. I know that they're looking at other ways for people to make more money up front, and that's exciting. And I know these things are coming. We don't know when they're coming. We know they're working on things, but what I'm telling everybody on here is take advantage of a promotion like this to position yourself in the compensation plan to make more money. And the way you do that is by helping a lot of other people get where they want to go. This is truly servant leadership. We're getting paid to help other people fulfill their dreams. So whatever that is for you, whether it's a couple hundred dollars a month or thousands or tens of thousands, you can do it. But you can't do it if you don't take action. And I would tell everybody on here to go take massive, immediate action. You are in at a new beginning with this company that's already very credible.
Yeah, Kirk, you guys are one of the great stories in this great country we live in to take advantage of an opportunity and create freedom for your family. Very inspiring, and I love listening to you talk and teach because you tell it like it is. I love that about you, Kirk. You know, guys, it's a sprint to the finish line. You've heard Kirk. He spelled it out. This promotion's going to end on the 14th. Go out there. Take advantage of it. You know, prioritize this week, and you'll be pleasantly surprised. So with that, guys, we're going to go ahead and open up the line and thank Kirk, and wrap this up and get the week started.
Thank you, Tim. We love you guys. Tell Sonya and we said hello.
Love you too, brother. Thank you.
I love you.
Great call, Kirk and Tim.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Kirk.